to my bathroom. It's huge. Get your own washer and dryers. They're huge.
Diane Schaefer is really excited about her new apartment.
I mean, you could put a bed in here if you wanted.
She's one of the first tenants of Portland School Apartments, an old school turned apartment building consisting of 29 new 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments.
My dining room, living room, kitchen.
They're open concept apartments with contemporary finishes and energy-saving appliances. They have dishwashers and washers and dryers. And many units feature high ceilings. Built in 1919, the Portland School building served as a school until 1996, when it was temporarily used for housing, and then sat vacant and decaying for many years. It's a building full of memories for the residents of Portland. Sandy Pearson spoke at the grand opening to share some stories of going to school there.
It's literally these steps out this door that the very first boy, he and I wanted to share a kiss, and he was going to invite me to the dance that evening, and I had to announce to him that I had the chicken pox. And he immediately broke up with me, and I was devastated.
The building faced a demolition, but Woda Cooper Companies, out of Ohio, saw it as an opportunity for creating modern affordable housing. The company has built 325 affordable communities in the past 28 years. Managing Director David Cooper Jr. says this project was especially rewarding to finish because, being a historical building, it presented some challenges along the way.
One of the things that happens with a building like this is, in today's world, you don't have a lot of craftsmen who do things like plaster walls. So we had to find people to repair plaster. Each of the windows had to be specially made for the building and approved by the State Historic Commission. All the millwork inside had to be specially made and the hardware specially made to match old historic standards. So all those things present challenges.
Portland School Apartments was a $7.42 million development. It was made possible with historic credits from the National Park Service and low-income housing tax credits allocated by Michigan State Housing Development Authority, or MSHDA. Earl Pileski is MSHDA's executive director. He says he's excited to be involved with changing the perception of affordable and low-income housing.
This is the model of affordable housing now in America. Beautifully done, a good neighbor, okay? Regrettably, many people have unfortunate ideas of what affordable housing looks like. It's not attractive, it's unsafe. That is not the case anymore. It's beautifully attractive, just like this, and a very pleasant and safe place to live.
The apartments are intended for seniors and working singles or families that earn up to 60% of area median income, which in Portland is currently $60,800 per year. Portland Mayor Jim Barnes says the apartments meet a need the city has for affordable housing. And he describes the process of transforming the abandoned school as miraculous.
It's been a wonderful transition from what we were so afraid of being an eyesore and something that was reducing property values and so forth to something that is now a centerpiece for this part of town. And it's going to benefit not only the people that live around the building and in the building, but the entire city as well.
This is my bedroom.
While Diane Schaefer enjoys getting settled into her new home, Portland School Apartments continues to accept applications. To find out more, visit WKAR.org.
But this is where all the sunshine comes in here. And I'm going to get succulents to put on my windowsill.
For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.